Yo. So I just had to make a decision. When I record this show into my phone, the first thing I do, I open up the voice recording app in the iPhone, and then it's like I put in the episode number and the date, and I had to decide whether I was going to go June, full June, or abbreviate and leave off that E, that pesky E, get it down to the three-letter abbreviation. And I didn't remember what I did a year ago. I went abbreviation. I hope everybody's okay with that. I know it's kind of dumb. And I feel like July, I'm going to spell out the whole month. So no sense to it. Happy Donut Day. I know it's Donut Day. And of course, yesterday, we are still reeling from the effects of Samantha Bee saying the C word on TBS. It was a more innocent time earlier this week. We were all having a nice Memorial Day, and then we have a nice short week ahead of us, and then this happens. I've been okay, because I've been talking to family and friends. And but if any of you out there, if you need somebody, because Samantha Bee said the C word on TBS, if you need help or you feel like, why is this happening? I suggest you reach out. Don't sit alone with it. And if you don't know the difference between the C word and racism, I would also I would keep that to yourself and think about it a little bit longer. If you think that that's the same, don't even mention that to anybody, because you might get judged. And if you think about it for like 10 more minutes, you might come to a different conclusion. That's my suggestion. Of course, everybody listening to this show is the coolest of the cool, and that's not really for you. It's just sarcasm that I enjoy throwing around. I miss being cynical. Being cynical was so much fun back in 20, I want to say early 2016, before the rise of the guy. The guy that happens to be the president right now. I don't want to get into that. But it just like it really feels like this country is divided. And I don't think anybody has said that. Is anybody talking about how the country is divided? Not here, baby. Everybody listens to this show. Overslept with Chris Laker, in case you didn't know. In case you got thrown by the no intro. You came across as, well, what is this podcast? It was unlabeled. You're like, who is this guy talking? Don't worry about it. If you don't know who I am or what this show is, I say go to episode one and listen to the first 430 episodes. Binge it. Jacqueline left. She went to D.C. Didn't leave me. She wouldn't do that. She's crazy about me. She went to Washington, D.C. She is going to be at the Warner Theater, which I'm very jealous of. She's opening for Anthony Jeselnik, who is funny. Very funny dude. I think I enjoy his stand-up comedy. Watch Thoughts and Prayers on Netflix. So she's there, and then she's going to New Jersey and Philadelphia. I'm not going to see her till Monday. So it's me and the cats, and I'll probably be high and going to see shitty movies. Avengers. I haven't seen Avengers yet. I've seen like every other movie. So maybe I'll go see Avengers, get really high and go see Avengers. Ooh. Doesn't that sound like a nice afternoon? But the sun's coming out. Oh, we'll see. Let's look at the news. see if there's any non... well, just good news. Let's look for good news. Two lions, two tigers, and a jaguar have reportedly escaped from a German zoo, with locals being warned to stay inside. Now, that is good news. Couple reasons. Now, if you're in that town, you can't leave your house. I love being told I can't leave my house for some, like, crazy reason. And that's a great reason. You're like, there's tigers and lions and a jaguar? I can't leave my house. I'm just going to look out my window hoping to catch a glimpse. Oh, and if I do, that Instagram post is going to blow the fuck up. And, dude, these lions, tigers, and jaguar fucking did it. They busted out. Whatever bit of freedom they get, fucking drink it up. I hope they're listening. If you're in Germany, please play this for them. You know, find them and play this podcast because I'm so happy for them. They busted out. They fucking did it. Heroes. So that's good news. I hope they don't get found. I hope they survive out. I don't know where you're going to go. They're probably like in some kind of suburb. You know, you got to make do in like the patch of woods behind the auto zone. It's probably not a lot back there to live off of. I don't know if they have... What they would have. They probably don't have AutoZone. I don't know. I can't speak German, so. But they probably have, I'm sure they have an auto parts chain. Supersonic Tic Tac UFO stalked U.S. aircraft carrier for days. Pentagon report reveals. Oh, shit. Supersonic Tic Tac UFO. When did this happen? This Pentagon report's probably from the fucking 60s. That's what my guess. When's it from, man? November 2004? Get the fuck out. So this is for real. I'm not even going to read the rest of that because it's going to ruin it for me. And there's a pop-up. Fox News. Fox News is reporting it. Do I still want to believe it? That's, man, I hope the aliens show up. Because that will really shake some shit up. I'll tell you what brings the country and the world together. Aliens. In the movies, anyway, brings the whole planet together, some aliens. It would be nice. They can probably pick this up. If there's some aliens, don't fuck us up. Because, what the hell? You can do whatever. You're aliens. Go. You got the whole universe. We're stuck here, and we get to send a telescope out there, or, you know, we might get to fucking Mars for some reason, all that shit. But you got the whole fucking universe out there. But just show up, shake shit up a little bit. Just be like, we're gonna fuck you. We're gonna take your. We're gonna take your children. And then everybody will rally. And then just take off. Just fuck off and be like, yeah, we did you a favor. Look at you idiots. All you needed was somebody to show up and make an empty threat. And you all fucking fell into line. Let's see. U.S. gains 223,000 jobs. Unemployment at 18-year low. At 3.8%. That's good news. Unless you don't like working. I don't. I don't know if I'm considered... I'm not considered unemployed, though. I am... I'm employed. I don't feel like I'm employed because... I don't have, like, a real job. You know, like, a thing that is useful for society. Like... you can argue, and some comedians do, that being a comedian is helpful for society. I think it drains more than it gives. That's my, but I love it, but I don't know that it's really doing anything. But maybe you like it. I hope you do. If you do, why not give a listen to my album, Moments of Greatness? It's available on all the apps. Tidal, do you have Tidal? Listen to that new Kanye album you said you weren't going to listen to. And then listen to my album. His album's like 23 minutes. And I only got through the first two songs. Man, what are you going to do? It's Kanye. He's catchy. He knows how to write a song. I mean, I'm not happy about his politics, but I'm not going to go to the concert. But I'll listen to the album. All right, you fucks. I'll see you on Monday. And you have a great weekend. We love you.